Recorded Books presents Simulated by Nova McBee, narrated by Laura Knight Keating. Fractal, mathematics, noun, an infinite pattern or design found in nature, in dynamic systems, in chaos, and in what appears rough or random, broken, fractured part of the whole. A quote from Benoit Mandelbrot. Fractals are just another way of seeing infinity. A quote from NJA. A thumbprint in the stars, a pattern in the trees, order in the ocean waves. There's always a path through the chaos. Just look up. Prologue. My goal today? Don't drown. It shouldn't be too hard. I'll just be scuba diving on the Great Barrier Reef in the Coral Sea. Above ground, fully clothed, in a dry, dark room at Prodigy Stealth Solutions headquarters in Seattle. When Ms. Taylor, the PSS director, told me she had a way to get my gift back, virtual simulations where staying alive was a main factor wasn't what I had in mind. But the numbers buried in my brain respond to it. Maybe I have a secret death wish lurking deep in my subconscious, or it's simply a survival thing. Either way, I'm here, willing to do anything to jumpstart my numbers again. Get comfortable, Josephine, Ms. Taylor says in her stern, calm voice. We'll have you connected to our neural simulators in just a minute, and everything about this exercise will feel real. I settle into a chair, the only piece of furniture in the middle of the room. Under the smooth material, the odd seat is made of soft gel. As I settle into it, the gel molds to cushion my body. A seatbelt, which is made of the same material, loops across my chest and my waist, gently securing me in place. I barely notice it. Already, I feel weightless. Ms. Taylor's assistants attach small sensors to my fingers and temples as I listen closely to her instructions. As with all of your simulations, the room itself will shift depending on the exercise. Last time, the wind pressed against you as you jumped from the plane. Today, you'll feel the pressure of being underwater. You'll be a mile offshore and about 100 feet deep. You'll be given certain challenges to overcome and choices to make. Do you remember the system? I remember. I glance around the room covered in large screens, all loaded with my memories and programs made for me. You'll give me only 30% of the information and equipment that I'll need for the goal. Correct. You must locate the sunken ship, grab the gold coin in the inner cabin, and reach the surface on your own. Theoretically, the dormant part of your mind will wake up to the challenge. It'll assemble all the pieces of the puzzle and be reactivated. We are made to survive. This is a private exercise, but do we have your permission to record the results? Ms. T asks me this every time. The tone in her voice comforts me. I nod. Although this phase is the gentlest of the three simulations we designed for you, it may still trigger areas of your trauma. This is the part where Ms. T demands I look her in the eye. Her unwavering black eyes are steely and full of fire. This woman is a powerhouse. She's worked with countless prodigies, helping them hone their gifts to solve some of the world's most challenging problems, and she just keeps pushing boundaries. I swear Ms. T could have put King in his place with one stare. But underneath her stern features, a motherly heart beats. At least towards me. Now, if you want to proceed, please say, I agree, as your verbal signature. I agree. As I sign the agreement,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?